Good morning. It's 10:01 on Friday. This is Michael Butterman, music director of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. It's our 10:01 spotlight, and I've had the privilege many times of being a guest on this spot. Today, we're turning the tables a little bit because the featured performer at our Shreveport Symphony concert tomorrow is none other than the general manager of Red River Radio, Kermit Poling, a voice very familiar to all of you, but I thought I would kind of this time ask him a few questions rather than doing the answering myself. So first of all, Kermit, welcome to the other side of the table.
Well, thank you, Michael. Glad to be here.
Very, very good. So before we talk about the piece in which you're going to be a soloist, I wondered if we could talk just for a moment about your role as concertmaster. You have been the concertmaster of the Shreveport Symphony since 27?
27 years, yeah.
Right. I think the role of concertmaster is something that a lot of people find a bit mysterious. There's a lot that goes into it that is not necessarily visible if you just are coming to hear a concert once a month, for example. Talk a little bit about what exactly a concertmaster does and what kind of a difference a concertmaster can make to an orchestra.
Well, a lot of it is the behind-the-scenes stuff, the preparation of not just the violin section, but making sure that all of the string sections are coordinated. There are a lot of interpretive details, many of which come from the conductor, but a lot of which needs to be worked out between the string principals ahead of time, and we do that. Make sure that all the bows are going in the same direction, and notes that should be marked short are marked short, and those that need to be long are marked long, and other little details. So it's that preparation for each concert that we do ahead of time. There are other aspects of the job that are more visible, certainly when there are solo violin parts.
Right.
And other things that are just kind of traditional in nature, you know, the walking out before a concert and on behalf of the orchestra, acknowledging the applause from the audience, then turning to the oboist so that the oboist can play the A and the tuning goes on in the orchestra. That's probably more of a traditional carryover.
I guess it's a little bit ceremonial, but it goes to the notion that the concertmaster is, in a way, the leader of the orchestra. He is the person whom the conductor greets as a way of essentially thanking the entire orchestra for being there. You know, I also feel, especially with you, that you are kind of, you know, a lieutenant, if you will, there for the conductor. The conductor will say, you know, I'm looking for this kind of a sense at this place and might not actually translate that into technical terms, but then a lot of times you will turn around and say, well, he means specifically this.
This is what he really means.
Well, right. No, but I mean, particularly translating it into a technical instruction that will achieve that musical result.
Right.
So, well, first of all, I have to say that this position that you took 27 years ago, that is, in fact, what brought you to the Arklatex, is that right?
It was, two positions, actually. The concertmaster position was available, as was the assistant conductor, which at that time combined with educational coordinator.
But it did the community and allowed you to put down roots in a lot of different areas, frankly. When people talk about retiring, for example, some people have an image of maybe playing a lot of golf or moving to Fort Lauderdale or something, but that's not...
I wish.
Those are not in your plans. So what are you hoping to do with a little more time, I guess?
People saying, where are you going? I'm just taking off one of probably a half dozen hats is really all it amounts to.
Right.
Because I need a little more time focusing more on, obviously many people listening know that I conduct. I also compose, and composition takes a lot of time. And, of course, I run this radio network.
Let's talk for a moment about the piece that you're going to play as a soloist. It's the concerto by Samuel Barber. This was a piece that came to your mind. It must be one that is near and dear to your heart. Tell me a little bit about the concerto and a little bit about maybe your relationship with it.
I always have thought of this as sort of the Appalachian Spring, if you will, of the violin. Mm-hmm. It's an American concerto, Samuel Barber, a wonderful American romantic, really, 20th century composer. Most people are familiar with his Adagio for Strings, which is one of the most famous pieces in the repertoire. And Barber brings a lot of that same romanticism into this concerto, especially in the first two movements. There's a legend about this piece that the original violinist, Isa Berselli, thought that the first two movements were too easy and asked him to write something much more difficult for the last movement, and Barber came and wrote a piece, the last movement, which was so difficult that nobody could play it, which, as we now know from letters that were released in 2010, is really just a wives' tale. Basically, Berselli loved the piece, but it was really the war breaking out in Europe. The piece was started in 1939.
Right.
Barber was in Switzerland. That's where he started composing it. He had to leave and get back to America. That ended up with enough delays that Berselli never had the opportunity to premiere the piece. But it's got lovely lyrical writing, has an incredibly beautiful oboe solo in the second movement. That's how it starts off. It's like, you hear that, who wants to play the violin?
Almost. I mean, it really is beautiful. It's like sort of Brahms moments with the oboe, I think, that you hear. But, you know, you're right. I can see how that legend would have been perpetuated, because it kind of fits the piece. It's almost like two different pieces. The first two movements are this sort of lyrical song-like Barbara in a lot of ways, and the last movement is something just out of, I don't know where it's out of, but it's perpetual motion.
Motion, that's it. It's only about 4 minutes long, that last movement, but you really, the violinist never gets a break for the most part.
No, it's absolutely relentless from beginning to end. Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing it and to performing it with you. It's on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the Riverview Theater, the Shreveport Symphony's season finale, along with the Barber Concerto Wave Music of Bernstein, Howard Hansen, and a piece by Russell Peck for percussion trio and orchestra, which will actually close the concert. You can get tickets by calling 318-227-TUNE or by visiting ShreveportSymphony.com on the web. Kermit, it's been a pleasure to speak with you here this morning, and we're looking forward to your performance tomorrow.
Well, it's been a treat for me, and I'm looking forward to it, too. Thanks,
Michael.
Thank you
so much.